I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
It's so good to be back with you guys because I have had enough of myself. That is, I am in dire need of some better company. And with all of that time to reflect, I have officially realized how pointless I am without other people. That just does not work out the same. And we got a little something. I'm rushing back a little bit. We'll talk about what's going on, and I got a whole bunch of things I want to share with you. But we'll do that next week. I wanted to make sure I was here because we're doing ministry fair today, and this is so near and dear to my heart. So I just wanted to come here and talk about this and juice this thing up because there is just nothing better than when we all come together. And I got to tell you, that point, the truth behind that, how much we need to come together like that, that came to a climax last weekend at our youth retreat over in Leavenworth. And I can't stay away. I try to stay away, and I always wind up going because I just love it. It's so great and so important. It's just so cool to watch God do what He does there. But in case you haven't heard, this one was quite a story. This was a completely different, unlike anything. And it actually started way back in December where, if you recall, the Highway 2 got washed away and it was just out of commission and closed. And also that was a problem because our original host churches where we were going to have the services, they weren't available for those later dates. And so my wife and other leaders were trying to work on changing things, and they were exploring all these different options, changing, going to a different place and everything. And right in the middle of that, the highway reopened, and a new church got back to us and offered to host, said, yeah, we can do that. And so me and my wife, we said, let's go make a day trip. This was, whatever, a few weeks ago, a month ago now, I guess. We went out, and we drove over there to go check it out, and it looked pretty good. And on the way back, we had just decided, we were talking through it, and we were like, okay, we're going to go for it. We're just going to do it. We're going to put this thing on. It's so important. We just got 2 weeks of planning and sign-ups, but we're just going to make it happen whatever God wants to do. And then our car died right 12 miles from his place, and so we could only drive like a mile at a time. I'm sure I'm doing damage to my car, but whatever. We're like, we're going to get there, and we got there. Nevertheless, we showed up. We made it here, told everyone it's happening. And so all of the leaders involved, they just started improvising and planning and adapting, and somehow they assembled this like incredible team and this working itinerary. We had a plan. So off we went on Thursday to prepare, just last Thursday, to prepare for the students' arrival on Friday. And then this happened.
This is Jason Slavs. He's live in Sky Comish. He made it that far. Jason,
the folks definitely have some tales to tell. We're along US 2, about 16 miles from Stevens Pass, which has not been easy to get to today by any means. We're at Sky Gas and Grocery, and this has been a spot where people have been stopping and sharing horror stories about traffic and road closures. Snow.
And now, right there,
snowboarders.
That's us. There's your kids. There's your kids. Look, don't they look happy? Oh, retreat. Yeah, don't they look like they're having a good time?
He was on the road for 5 hours, then got turned away. The first closure ended around 10:30, but another closure kicked in around 1:45 this afternoon at the summit because of a traffic jam caused by people parking illegally at Stevens Pass. No word on when that happened, but it is a mess up there right now.
And that's how skiing gets in the way of the Lord's work. So let's more on that at some point. But yeah, so there we were, right? That was crazy. That was, our buses were just a few minutes too late, and they got turned back down the mountain. But right then, that is when our team turned up the intensity, because they didn't panic. They just pivoted. And after a quick discussion, and I'm telling you, I'm going to make a documentary on this, because it was like a war room in there. We had some leaders in one of the hotel rooms, just like, okay, what are we going to do? And I'm like, throw things out there. And they just came up with this incredible new option, discussing a whole bunch of different things, and they quickly booked some rooms in Monroe. They divided up all the parent contacts to share what was going on, and then they told the new plan with our team that was on the buses. We're up in Leavenworth, stuck on that side, and the buses turned around going the other way. So they're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We already got the hotels going for you, and they headed back down the mountain. So by the time that the bus crew arrived and they'd begun an awesome ad-lib night of games and pizza and a hotel pool party, well, we already had plan C underway for the next day. It was already getting worked on, which, by the way, included waiting for the power to come back on at our new church because that had gone out. I got that call from like Savannah, who was like, well, everything's falling apart down here. And I was like, great, that sounds cool. And it also meant I had to go get my brakes fixed on my daughter's borrowed car because our car didn't work and the brakes went out when we were going over the pass. And so I was like, well, luckily my wife was kind of like not paying attention. I was like, we're giving a lot of extra room for everyone. So that was getting done there too. However, even though all this stuff is still going on, we had this plan ready to go. And so early the next morning, the buses left to go be first in line for the pass to open because we were praying. We knew it was going to happen. We're like, God, you're going to open that pass. But as they were getting there, even though they were just right there, kind of in that Red Sea moment, like part now, we got word that it would simply be too late to matter. That it might open, but by the time you guys get here, it's just not going to happen. Bless you. So when the kids got off the bus to take a picture and to pray and then turn around and just say, okay, you know, it was a good try, we officially called things off and announced retreat's time of death at 9:30. This is the text that went out from my wife to all the leaders. It was just like, yes, we gave it a valiant, heroic, slightly sleep-deprived effort, but it's just not going to happen. We hear you finally, Lord, okay, you know? And while on the phone to tell the buses, you know, okay, just call it and that's that, word came that the passage just opened. And so the whole group just erupts in cheers and they jump back on the bus and our leaders had to rebuild the whole weekend one more time in just one big long day, like on that Saturday. Like, so we just were like, okay, let's do it. And then somehow, as the first bus rolled into town, we were ready to go. I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, I would show up and there was Craig. There's Councilman Craig, just so you know, there's your councilman sitting there in the big suit. It was awesome. And I was like, okay, right when we had it, they pulled in. And the rest of the retreat was just packed, wall to wall with activities and challenges and dinner and worship and games and messages that just moved us all closer to Christ. It was amazing. Couldn't plan it that way, right? No chance, but it was awesome. And at the end of it, I sat down because I spent two extra days because I had to wait for my car and the part didn't come. So I was by myself, kind of having my own retreat, which was just not nearly as fun, but I had a lot of time to think. And when it was all over, I had these three big takeaways. First, God always has a plan. Always has a plan. Second, God wants us to lend a hand. And third, His plans take a lot of hands, okay? I mean, I watched that. Oh, I could not believe what I was seeing with everybody coming together. And so even though He expects us to pitch in, that is not because God is in any way understaffed. It is because we are underprepared. And every single time that we partner with His purpose, we learn a little. Because God does not need the help. We need the growth. Amen? Amen? Amen. Okay. And if, for the record, I'm doing good, but you're going to hear my throat kind of like go in and out and sound weird and everything. So just pretend like it's fine. It's going to be good. If we are not actively participating in His plan as part of His team, because we are focused on ourselves, we should be asking ourselves, are you avoiding what's rewarding? Right? Like, we could have turned around a million times, but like, maybe we should come together and try and get this hard stuff done. And I know I do this because I've always hated group projects. Since grade school, I hate being part of a group. It is the worst because I know exactly what it means. Compromise. And that is a dirty word for us control freaks. I don't like compromise. I mean, do you know how long it takes to find a version of my plan that everyone agrees to? And then how patient I have to be while I'm explaining to everyone how I would do their parts? It takes forever. And so I just always wished all of the groups I was a part of were just these cooperative clones of myself. We would get so much done. And then I became a Christian. And I followed Jesus, and Jesus taught me a whole bunch of things by forcing me to confront deeper questions like this one. What if fixing my heart was the real purpose of all my projects? What if that's all he's doing? Is this working on? He's like, it doesn't matter. What you're not accomplishing it. I'm God. I take care of the stuff. It's just about where your heart is at. Because Jesus revealed that the real problem behind all of human suffering is not a lack of action. It's a lack of the right action. Right? It's not like if we just did something, we'd solve it. No, no. We just got to do it with the right heart. And that comes from a lack of wisdom and discernment and a lack of maturity. Which is why down here, life is not about achieving goals. It's about achieving growth. That's what we're here to do. And we know that because some goals can point us in the wrong direction, right? You can have your heart set on the wrong thing and just follow that, and it takes you in the wrong place. But growth always aims us at improvement, right? It always makes us better. And that's why Scripture says, listen, it is by grace that you have been saved, okay? Grace through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one down here can boast, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And when you hear that, I mean, do you hear what's going on there? Paul is leading us to learn our purpose by prompting the question, if we were created to do good works, but those works don't contribute to the cause, what's the point? Right? Why are we invited to get involved at all? If he's like, I can do it without you, then what are we doing? And we only get the answer when we are willing to humble our heart and hear the truth, which is this. It's because we are God's kids. Okay? We are God's kids. And like a good parent, he wants to share everything with us, not for his benefit, but for ours, because he loves us. And I was thinking of, like, you know this, like, we all understand how this works, because it's the same way that parents down here let their kids help with cooking, right? If you've ever had that happen, it sounds like really fun. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have my adorable 5-year-old work with me. But when your 5-year-old pitches in, you are not gaining efficiency. No, you are losing time. You are losing control, and you are likely losing ingredients. They are all over the place. And while all you gain may be some unwanted eggshells in your recipe, your kid gains some experience and some knowledge, and they gain trust in your leadership and your love, right? That grows them. And that growth doesn't just make them more like a baker. It makes them more like their teacher. Right? Hey, I'm learning to do it like Dad. And you're like, kind of. You're getting there, slugger. But like, eventually, you become more and more like your teacher, right? And the more they grow into the image of their teacher, the less mess they continue to make. They just start to do it a little bit better. Because down here, we are meant to outgrow the ignorance of independence. We're supposed to partner and learn and go. And so God partners with us, and then he pairs us with his other kids so that every single activity that we do down here can help us grow out of our old ways and into our best selves, right? Practice makes us perfect. Like John the Baptist says, he says this so simply. He says, he must increase, but I must decrease, right? You know, less of me, more of him. It is the ultimate addition by subtraction. Because growing like Jesus does not mean losing ourselves. It just means losing our selfishness. Right? So it's not, you're still there. It's just that the bad parts, the parts that didn't know how to cook, they're gone. And when the pride of the present shrinks, right? When you start to lose believing that you can do it, our potential for the future grows. Because when we finally can look beyond ourselves, we start to see something way bigger. Because we see how we can actually become an actual extension of God's work. Because the more that we actually keep cooking, right? The more that we emulate Dad, the more our cooking skills improve. And at some point, we'll be able to serve other people an edible recreation of his recipe. Right? We'll be able to actually kind of do what he did. That's why Jesus says, whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Right? You'll become like me. You'll get that and you'll really see who you're supposed to be. And that is because our ultimate purpose and potential does not mean more of us. Mm-mm. We got plenty of that right now. It means more of God in us. And it means surrendering who we are right now to make room for who we are going to become. It means that we have to forget our ways and adopt Dad's directions, because it means growing godly by serving His will and not ours. Right? That's just the whole, everything just to that point. We've got to lose ourselves and become more like Him. Learn from the teacher so that you can become like the teacher. And honestly, that right there, that whole idea is what made the retreat so powerful. It was not that everything somehow worked out, right? Then all these seeming miracles happened. That's great. That's awesome. That's God. He can always do that. He can part the seas, whatever He wants. But it was watching a whole team of people handle everything that this world could throw at them, and then just watching them keep cooking. Like, they just kept going. They were still serving the whole time, because each person was just following the recipe that they've been learning. They're like, okay, well, we try harder. We love more. We figure it out. We know that we can. We can do all things through Christ who's in us, because we're becoming like Him. And you could just see their teacher in all of their actions, right? There were drivers who were pushing us over the pass when everyone else maybe wanted to quit, right? There were directors who were pivoting the plans and calling those hotels and getting everything done. There were moms feeding the masses. And there were just a ton of leaders loving and lifting every single kid's spirit in so many different ways. It was awesome. And it was not just one person trying to follow God's recipe. It was a group of us, each growing individually and then sharing our improvement collectively. It's just so cool to see. And when we got to see that, when we got to see all the different dimensions of godly growth in our group, you know, who was able to do this and able to, I'm like, wow, I did not pick that up from the recipe. You're amazing. When we saw all of it come together, we got this incredible glimpse of what we are growing into. Because just like Paul says, just as one body, the one body, has many parts, but all of its many parts just form one body, so it is with Christ. And so we can see our future in our group, because right now, you are the body of Christ. And each one of you is a part of it. And that's amazing. And I was just watching it happen. So if you see yourself as one of His kids, you're already invited to be a part of what Dad is cooking up. That's the good news. And you don't need to bring anything to the table except yourself. Okay? He knows who you are better than you. Because, you know, those kids sure think that they're helping. You know, they're like, I did so good. And we're like, yeah, you did. Throw it away. Get the real one out. You know, like, that's just how it is. That's okay. We don't need to be good at it. We just got to bring ourselves to the table. Because church isn't supposed to be a place where a few people do ministry while everybody else watches. No, no, no. It is a place where we all watch Jesus so we can all do ministry. And therefore, it's an extension of Jesus Himself. It's us. We're growing into being the living body that is learning to do what Dad does. It is so cool. It is so cool. And when you become a part of it, when you start to get in there, you just get to see the reality. And so that is our aim here at His Place. That's what we want to do. Just so you know, to be clear, we are not just to come here on Sunday, talk about some things, and then go back to real life. No, no, no. We're trying to make real life happen here. We want to be a place where we all come to grow in God's image by really partnering with His plan, really working one-on-one with Dad. We want to provide the opportunities here to practice recreating God's recipe so that every single kid in this whole world gets a taste, because it's so good. We want everyone to see the huge potential in every single one of our little lives, because ultimately we want everybody to grow into their true identity as children of God, as the body of Christ. And that is why volunteering is so important. Right? Because it is not just filling a slot so that God gets more staff, right? That is not what we are doing here. He can get it done with or without us. He's made that very clear. It is stepping into our identity as God's child and making a mess while learning the recipe to true love. That is what we are doing. It's going to be messy. It's going to be tough. There's going to be snow. There's going to be blizzards. There's going to be all sorts of just all where things fall apart. And it's just, why did we even try? But in the end, there's something edible. There's some real, real substance that comes out of it. Because serving doesn't just help the church. Serving shapes the servant, right? That's what we are doing. That's who we are feeding. It is us. It connects the true you to your present life, wherever you are at right now. And it satisfies your soul. Because we finally feel fulfilled when we actually find our fit. When we take our place where we're supposed to be. And because you are God's creation, I mean, you are planned. Your role is not random. Your gifts are not accidental. Somewhere in the life of this church, right here, there is a need that lines up with the way that God made you very specifically. There's a team somewhere that you can join that will bless you with unbelievable growth without feeling like another burden to bear. It'll feel hard. It'll be tough. I mean, I'm not saying that was easy. That was, boy, there was a lot of difficulty in that weekend, but it was so good. And as tough as it was, and it was like times where it can even feel like, Lord, is this even where you want me? Is this even what you want me doing? At the end of the day, you get to see it in hindsight, and then it just all works so well. And you just get so enriched, and you grow, and your faith is strengthened, and it's just good, 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 good. So I'm just going to ask again, are you avoiding what's rewarding? Right? Are you staying in the shadows? Because I mean, I'm first to admit, and that was me forever and ever. I did a real good job at being the kid in the class that, you know, the teacher never calls on. I did not want to be a part of any of the group work. And yet at the same time, I was only hurting myself. I can just see it so clearly now. And so if that's you, if you've been trying to just kind of be like, you know, church is cool, but I don't know, I got other stuff to do. If today's the day for you to step up, I'm just calling you out to do it. This is the perfect time to do it, because all of our ministries right here at His Place, all the stuff that we're doing, our little chunk of the body that we're trying to grow over here, they've all got booths that are set up in the back for you to peruse with all the opportunities that we have to get cooking with the Lord. All right? You can just go around and check them out. It's our annual ministry fair, and it was so fun. You know, last year we kind of piloted it, and you guys did so amazing, and so many of you are already plugged in. That's great. Do it again. Write your name down. Choose some more ministries. It's just all here to designed to help you plug into your created purpose and grow into your total full potential. That's all we want. Right? That's all we are trying to do here. And just like God, we don't need any experts to help us out. Right? That's not what we're asking. We just want more kids who are willing to pitch in. You don't got to be good at anything, which is great, because I sure wasn't. Oh, I did. I'm telling you, just so you know, this is the whole reason I am here, is because there was a bulletin that had one of those little needs that said, we need some help with running media on Wednesday night for the youths. And I was like, I don't know how to do that, but I know how to, I know computers a little bit. And I showed up. Just saying yes to that, my life is transformed. I mean, I was a bartender coming in to help with youth and feeling like, I don't know, should I even be here? To just turn my life upside down. That's all it takes. Just a kid willing to pitch in. So don't worry about how qualified you are. Just go take a look at all the tables. There's a map on the back of your transcript. It'll tell you where you can go to check things out. And just see what things look like, right? See if there's something that looks like that you could see yourself cooking up. You know, I could do that. Maybe you're patient enough to work with youth or children's church. I can't. I couldn't do it. I can't, like, holding babies, I can barely hold mine. I'm like, I'm going to break this thing. I can't do that. But some of you are like, oh, I just want to take care of the babies. Great. We need that. You know, we need everything that you can possibly imagine. It's a big world. So just take a look and then go ask for details. Just simply walk around and just see if there's a potential fit for you somewhere, and then just take the step. Because once you know where you're going to show up, where you're supposed to show up, God is just waiting to help you grow up. Amen? Amen? Amen. Okay, well then we're going to pray about it right now. Father God, we love you. Oh boy, do we love you. And we thank you for inviting us kids into your incredible work. Not because you need help in any way, but because we need that growth. And so, Holy Spirit, we just ask that you use our service to transform our faith so our messy lives become practice with a purpose and we become a lot more like you. And Lord Jesus, we praise you as God's perfect kid, and so we partner with you to increase your presence in our lives so we can follow you as the picture of our true identity and our fulfilling future. And to that we all said, Amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.